Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be partly cloudy, at least this morning, then maybe more clouds, followed by a chance of scattered afternoon thunderstorms. We'll have a warm high near 90 degrees for today. Kenosha's partly cloudy at this hour, 71 degrees, 68 in Burlington. It's 73 in Milwaukee and in Racine, partly cloudy, 71. A section of Taylor Avenue by 17th Street on the nearest south central side of Racine closed to traffic for a time yesterday afternoon. A portion of a facade for a building at the corner fell to the ground. Building includes the former Blind Alligator Tavern and some apartments. A large part of what appears to have been a parapet wall at the top of the building crumbled out of the sidewalk. We Energies was called to shut off the power due to electrical wires to the building sparking. The city's building inspector also brought out to the scene. The building itself evacuated for safety reasons. Racine's fire bells called out earlier this morning to an emergency response in Walworth County on a mutual aid call. It meant outside agency help. It was from the fire department in Fontana at the scene of a structure fire on Juneau Drive. Don't have any details on the fire itself at this point. The fire bells are out providing coffee, water, and other relief to the fire crews, and obviously not just in the Racine area. A failed air conditioner blower blamed for the death of one of the Brown County Sheriff's Department's canines. The 3-year-old dog named Wix was resting in the vehicle with the AC on, helping with security at the PGA Championship site in Brown Deer. Captain Dan Sandberg says Wix's handler had been checking on him frequently.
If they're investigating a sexual assault up at the hospital, the dog could be up there in the car for extended hours, but the canines are very conscientious about going down there, making sure they get them out for their bathroom breaks, and checking on the dogs.
Captain Sandberg says the blower motor for the squad's air conditioner system failed, in addition to the heat alarm that is supposed to sound, with the dog's handler also not sounding. The founder of the Racine Cops and Kids Reading Center has now been barred from appearing at state correctional facilities after a presentation reportedly included a demonstration of a lap dance and a joke that the female inmates could make a living as prostitutes. Julia Witherspoon telling the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that part of that talk back in March at the Robert Ellsworth Correctional Center in Union Grove was an impromptu comedy routine, and she would never promote prostitution. She visited the minimum security facility after getting a donation from an inmate-led fundraiser. Witherspoon went to the center, where her appearance was promoted, that is, as motivational. Attendees, though, reported that it included sexually explicit jokes and references to women making a living as prostitutes. The Department of Corrections says Witherspoon will not be invited to any future events hosted by them, as her presentation was, quote, offensive and went against the mission of the department in providing positive role models for inmates. When asked for comment, Witherspoon told the paper she always wanted to be a comedian, and her remarks that day were supposed to be off-the-cuff comedy. She admitted, though, "I can't believe I flopped that bad." The emerald ash borer has caused all kinds of tree problems in Wisconsin, resulting in some very costly local efforts to deal with the invasive pest. City of Racine once again going after state DNR grant money for 2016. During the Finance and Personnel Committee meeting this week, Tom Molbeck, the head of the Park and Rec Office, explained that this basically continues efforts already underway against EAB, plus some staff training.
This $25,000 grant will be kind of split up as it was this past year. We were awarded the same grant. For 2015, it will be $14,000 would go for treatment of the EAB trees in the city of Racine, and the other $11,000 will go for training for our forestry department staff.
Molbeck noting that the response to EAB in Racine will likely have to escalate soon, and training plays a role in that, like with other aspects of Park and Rec. A serial rapist in Milwaukee sentenced to prison by Judge Jeffrey Wagner to 155 years. Robert Brown convicted of sexually assaulting 6 women, including a 14-year-old girl. 4 of the victims assaulted during the 8 weeks it took Milwaukee police to make an arrest after DNA evidence first identified Brown as the rapist in a September attack last year. 2 officers were demoted for not properly investigating those cases. A man wanted for a string of burglaries targeting people 70 and older in Ohio, believed to be in Milwaukee. Chris Patton, who also goes by Chris Holland, facing charges in Dayton, Ohio. He's also wanted in Milwaukee for similar crimes going back a couple of years. According to police, Patton was last connected to the Mitchell Park area. Former operator of a Kenosha home health care agency accused of filing $1.5 million in false Medicaid claims didn't do herself any favors at her sentencing yesterday before Kenosha Judge Chad Kirkman. While expressing remorse, 42-year-old Carlene Larson blamed her problems on missing documents, oversights, and preoccupation with personal problems.
I was preoccupied with other things in my life and not giving my job at the Caring Heart the responsibility I should have. I did not do my job to the best of my ability.
And you benefited from this preoccupation by $1.5 million. That doesn't hurt, does it?
Kirkman giving Larson a 2-year prison term, even though the corrections department had recommended only probation. Larson also presenting letters of support from former clients, even a Racine judge. In sending her to prison, Judge Kirkman said that he couldn't ignore the gravity of the offense, that it's hard to believe that criminal thinking was not at work, ordering Larson to also pay back the $1.5 million. So far, she's paid back $125,000. Plans are continuing to turn the former Penny's building on the west end of Racine's Regency Mall into three separate businesses, but two parcels of that entire site around the Loop Road are being separated out for some other development opportunities. The City Plan Commission this week heard from Assistant Planner Jill Johannick, who explained that the main lot, that's lot number one, that's going to have the three businesses and the parking. Lots two and three are going to be carved out on the north and south curves of the roadway.
Lot two, which is approximately 1.43 acres, to the south as a developable parcel for future retail, commercial, or restaurant-type development. And then lot three is shown on the north, just over 1 acre, and that would also be for the same types of uses out at the mall.
She said lots two and three will include some of the parking spaces. Lot one will keep the vast majority. Plan Commission supported that new three-lot survey map by the old Penny site, going to the Common Council next week for approval. Statewide property values are up 2.4% according to the early numbers out from the Department of Revenue. Second straight year of growth after last year's 2.6% increase, led by Beloit's 5.9% increase this time around. Kenosha close behind at 5.2%.
A report from the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance shows property values rose by 2.4% for 2015, following last year's increase of 2.6%. Researcher Dale Knapp notes values still remain below 2008 levels when the Great Recession began.
The total value is about $491 billion. So despite the increases the last couple of years, we're still below the 2008 market peak of about $514 billion.
The rate of growth varied widely across the state, with some areas even seeing property values decline slightly. That includes a 0.6% drop in Milwaukee. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Secretary of State Doug LaFollette says he's hired a consultant at his own expense to testify in his lawsuit against Governor Scott Walker. LaFollette challenging budget cuts made to his office. A hearing scheduled in Dane County Circuit Court this morning.
I've also had a number of people come forward to volunteer to speak on behalf of the office, people who use the office, the owner of a funeral parlor, for example, the owner of an international business, for example, and others. So they will get to make a presentation as to why this is harming the work they try to do.
The recently enacted state budget cutting two full-time employees from the Secretary of State's office that leaves LaFollette with just one worker. Kenosha County recently honored as a winner of one of the 2015 Customer Success Awards from Ceridian. That's a global human capital management technology company. County got the Employee Development and Engagement Award for work in a transition from a paper system for human resources, benefits, and payroll to a state-of-the-art cloud-based system. County Executive Jim Cruiser says the system creating much greater effectiveness and efficiency in the county's workforce. And a contestant on the NBC reality series The Biggest Loser is going to be in Racine next month for the Biggest Loser Run Walk Series half marathon and 5K run September the 12th and 13th. Lisa Rambo was on season 14 of the show. Former special ed assistant from Holton, Wisconsin, eventually lost 108 pounds. Other past contestants will also be at the Health and Wellness Expo in Racine September the 12th at North Beach. Registration for the event is now open. WRJN News updates are on Twitter at WRJN News, and WRJN newscasts are in podcast form on our webpage. Go to WRJN.com in the local news section. I'm Tom Cargill, AM 1400 WRJN News.